And our idea was not to replace tamoxifen, which the ATAC trialists did. They went to that curve I showed you, and they competed against the first 5 years of tamoxifen with anastrozole, the aromatase inhibitor. We decided to be more conservative and allow the patient to benefit from those 5 years and to see whether that chronic relapsing curve that extends beyond 5 years could be improved with the introduction of a second non-cross-resistant, possibly more effective anti-estrogen strategy with aromatase inhibition. Decrease synthesis rather than interfere with the receptor complex. And we did it because of the lack of benefit of extending tamoxifen, the unmet medical need of to improve disease-free and overall survival, and because of the side effects and other parameters that I showed you. At the time we did this, there was some cell culture data to suggest that cells became vulnerable to aromatase inhibition because of a kind of tamoxifen priming effect. So we thought that aromatase was induced, that the cell was exquisitely sensitive to estrogen when you came to the term limit of tamoxifen, if you like. And so we wanted to make the switch to the second therapy a tight switch. So to be pragmatic about it, because of the way patients attend clinics, we allowed a gap of no more than 3 months between the cessation of tamoxifen, which takes a long time to wash out of the body, by the way, and the introduction of a randomization to a double-blind placebo-controlled trial of one pill a day of letrozole and one pill a day of placebo. See if I can get this to advance.